White, J.E. White, Emma. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 23, 1904. Dear children Edson and Emma, yesterday I received a short letter from you, and this morning I found another under the door of my office room. You ask in regard to the work of Brother Rogers. The light that has been given me is that, with good helpers, Brother Rogers would be an excellent man to work out the Huntsville school problem. But there is a great lack of genuine workers, and the question comes, can Brother Rogers be spared for Huntsville? I wish we had many such men, men who would fear God and glorify His name. I can see light in Brother Rogers being connected with the Huntsville school as a general helper. But it often happens that men filling such positions are depended on to do the work, while those who are more closely connected with the school fail to do their utmost to improve their capabilities, to make steady advancement, holding every inch they gain. The Lord has a man somewhere to take charge of the Huntsville school. The position is a difficult one to fill. It requires a man who will work patiently and kindly, yet firmly, exercising authority, yet without harshness and severity. God would have someone begin in the right way at Huntsville and put his ingenuity to the tax to make the work a success. Keep repeating the words, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance." John 14, verse 26. We must be more diligent students of the Word of God. We must eat the Word, as represented in the 6th chapter of John, making its divine principles a part of the life. Are we not inclined to look on the dark side and to talk unbelief? The Lord wants us to help one another, to build one another up in the most holy faith. Many may talk discouragingly in regard to the Huntsville school, but do not let this lead you to look at the school in their light. There is a bright side to the picture. Try to find it. In a humble, prayerful, consecrated spirit, talk the matter over together, and light will come in. I have no definite instruction to give you in regard to Brother Rogers. I dare not speak definitely in regard to matters that I do not understand. The Lord will guide you in counsel if you will seek Him with the whole heart. But there is one thing that I am able to say. It would hardly do to confine Brother Rogers to the Huntsville school when he is able to fill a wider sphere of usefulness. I believe that the Lord will help you to adjust these matters. Cast your souls upon Him in faith, and you will see a way out. Seek counsel of Him, and He will surely bless you. There is a great work before us. The enemy has succeeded in occupying the minds of those who believe the truth for this time, and hindrance after hindrance has been placed in the way of the advancement of God's work. The work in the southern field should be 15 years in advance of what it now is. Warning after warning has been given, saying that the time to work the southern field was fast passing, and that soon this field would be much more difficult to work. It will be more difficult in the future than it is today. Satanic agencies are becoming more determined in their rebellion against God. The trades unions will be the cause of the most terrible violence that has ever been seen among human beings. The Spirit of God is being withdrawn from the earth, and unrepentant sinners are being left to the control of the enemy, to the destiny that they themselves have chosen. Those who persist in violating the holy Sabbath of the Lord, set apart by Him as a day of rest, will soon see that God will punish the transgressors of His law. Men are to reap as they have sown. God stands at the helm. He is calling upon His people to come into harmony, to remain no longer in strife and disunion. A few minutes ago, while searching for a manuscript,
I found a letter written to you nearly a year ago, but never sent. I have come across several such letters. I suppose that while writing them, I was called away, and the letters, laid aside, were forgotten. I have given the letter to Maggie to be copied, and it will be sent you tomorrow. I must close this letter now, for I have important matter to write for the Omaha meeting. May the Lord help you all at that meeting, is my prayer. Always do the best you can. How is Emma? I do not hear a word from her. Is she at home or with her mother? Write and tell me. May the Lord God of Israel be with you. At the family altar, I pray for you and Emma, for Elder Butler, for Elder Haskell and his wife, and for all the other workers in the Lord's vineyard. I remember Brother Palmer in prayer by name, and entreat the Lord in his behalf. In love to yourself and Emma.